Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Busy week for the New York Giants and the rest of the National Football League as free agency is open throughout the course of the league. One of the best free agent signings the Giants ever made was the acquisition of Kerry Collins. We'll find out what Kerry's doing now a little bit later in the show. Another signing, Shane Vereen. He'll tell us his best move. But to get things started, we'll look at a Giants draft pick coming off his rookie season inside the film room with Eli Apple. Carl, the Giants in the first round of the draft last year drafted Eli Apple out of Ohio State, and Eli Apple had an impact in his rookie season.
He really did, Bob. Not only his athleticism, but I think the key to getting the confidence of the coaches is his clear grasp of what is expected of him and an understanding of the defense. And you'll see here the Giants are showing a bit of a two-deep zone, but you'll watch where DRC is. His receiver goes up the seam while Eli Apple's receiver stops in the flat. So it causes an adjustment to be made. You'll see one guy stops in the flat, DRC goes to that, and immediately Eli Apple goes to the seam and robs the ball. So it was a great disguise of coverage, but understanding of responsibilities.
So Eli Apple not only does that, but then he gets tested later in the season against the Detroit Lions. And, boy, Apple's play after an early season sort of slump, or whatever you want to call it, really picked up when we saw it in the Lions game.
Well, confidence is everything at that position. And understanding that if you get beat, you got to get rid of it or make up for it. And here you're seeing the Detroit game. Golden Tate comes in motion, gets him to relax a little bit, runs a bit of a double move. Apple bites it, Tate's off and running, but he knew he had to make up, knew exactly where to go to break up that play.
Eli Apple getting ready for his second season with the New York Giants, coming off a very good rookie year. He had to deal with a lot of questions and things that he had to answer at the combine. So in our Fact or Fiction, we pose questions to NFL scouts.
Fact or Fiction. You learn the most important information about a player by watching his game film.
Fact is, you should try to, especially if you watch it from the beginning to the end, I think you kind of get a flow for him. In particular, from the tape, you can take the tape and then you ask some pertinent questions when you do get a chance to sit down and interview with him.
Fact or Fiction. Quarterback is the hardest position to project from college to the pros.
Fact. One of the things is the college field that they play on is not the same field that we play on. It might be 100 yards long, but the hash marks make a big difference. There's the short side of the field and the wide side of the field. A lot of college quarterbacks don't have the arm strength or the mechanics and the wherewithal to make the throws to the wide side of the field. So you hear the phrase all the time, he can make all the throws. That's not always the case. So the coverages that they face and the routes that they run aren't always the same as what we use because the field we play on is different.
Fact or fiction, the most important drill for evaluating cornerbacks is the 40-yard dash.
I would say that's fiction. And the reason it's fiction because with a cornerback, you want to see their footwork, their movements. So I would say the shuttle drills, the 60-yard shuttle, the 5-10-5, all the short area quickness drills are what you want to see in the defensive backs.
The growth of the spread offense in college makes it more difficult to evaluate offensive linemen. Fact or fiction?
Fact. Fact. You're not seeing guys in a three-point stance. You're rarely seeing them, you know, get out of their stance and drive people off the ball. So, yes, fact, definitely.
Middle linebackers that can play both the run and the pass are one of the hardest things to find among college prospects. Fact or fiction?
I would also say that's a fact. And the reason why is because the colleges now play a spread offense, so you don't see the traditional big middle linebackers, you know, that can run and cover the pass. You have more of the undersized guys who are more athletic opposed to the big, you know, linebackers that we're used to seeing.
Fact or fiction? Vision for a running back is the most important trait you can't test for at the combine.
Fact. fact. Yeah, vision is an innate thing. Can't teach it, and some guys have it, they don't. You might be fast, and you might be big, and you can run over guys, but to see the hole and feel that, that's an innate thing, and that's most important.
The best way to find out about a player's character is to talk to his collegiate coaches.
I would say fact, but I would also say that's just another part of the puzzle. I mean, the most people you can, at least from my point of view, the more people you can talk to them about them, and then collectively, you know, you form your opinion about the player. But I mean, the good starting point, obviously, is the coach, because he's around them on a daily basis for 4+ years, hopefully. Actually, now with juniors, really 2+ years.
Fact or fiction? Technology makes being a scout much easier than it was 20 years ago.
Fact. When I first started 29 years ago, we used to carry around a 16-millimeter projector in a very heavy case and then go to the individual schools and use their 16-millimeter film and have to put that all together, find a place to watch it. And actually, when you have a projector, you can't be in a small space. You need a larger space. That wasn't always available. So now we have iPads and our computers, and almost all the colleges allow us to use their videotape on campus. So it's a lot better. High definition TVs, so on and so forth. So yeah, we're in the 21st century.
That's a little fun from the Combine 2017 in Indianapolis. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Shane Vereen will show us his favorite move as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It might be the off season, but it doesn't mean that Madelyn Burke and Brandon London aren't ready to go.
Thanks, Bob. Now, Brandon, I understand you got to get out on the field with Shane Vereen a little bit and do a My Best Move. Tell me about that.
Well, it was probably one of my best move segments because the guy, he's so vet savvy. And yeah. What that means, he knows where the sticks are. He knows where he's supposed to be on the field at all times. And I'm a former receiver, but I think I learned a little something on running routes from him.
Yeah, 6-year vet. Let's check out the piece, My Best Move.
Hey, what's up, Giants fans? Brandon London here with another edition of My Best Move. I'm here with running back Shane Vereen, and we're going to go through some of his best moves in both the running game and the passing game. So you're here, let's say it's 3rd and 6. You've got a standard, let's say choice route.
Okay,
choice route from here.
All right, here we go. So the first thing that I look at is find the sticks. 3rd and 6, 3rd and how far do I need to get to catch the ball to get a first down? Or if I'm going to catch it shorter, how many yards do I need to get after I catch the ball to get the first down? Now, a 3rd and 6 situation, that for me, if it was a choice route, I'm running my route from 4 to 6 yards. So I know if I catch it, it'd be a quick turn, and I could fall for the first.
You're the guy that's guarding me. I'm going to be running an out route. So the first thing I want to do is when I release out of the backfield, I want to arc release and capture your outside number, your outside portion of your body.
Exactly. Because you're breaking out.
Exactly. For me, I want to take you down the outside part of your body. I want to push up to my depth of about 3 to 4 to 6 yards, which is about right here, give you a little move, and then I'm breaking it out, keeping flat. Keeping flat, catch the ball, get the first down.
So let's say you get a collision at the line.
He's trying to collision you.
Right.
Now what?
So you still got a 3rd and 6.
Correct. I still got to get my distance. Just because he's playing me closer doesn't mean I can cut my route off short. So what I do personally, I accept the contact.
Okay.
I bring it up and I run with you. Yeah. And then when I get to my distance, a little push off down low, and then I break out.
Chicken wing. That's a vet
move. That's
a vet move. So now let's go into a run play. The preseason game versus the Dolphins, as soon as you got the ball, there was somebody right there in front of your face. Now, what's your thought process in reading holes and which hole to hit and when?
My reading is A gap, B gap, C gap, in that order. So I take my open step, drop step to give time for the puller and the fullback to get in front. And in this case, it was just the puller. As I was approaching, I noticed that there was a blitz coming off of this side. So all I was trying to do personally was just lessen the blow by trying to spin off of it. Luckily, he missed. I stayed up, spun, and was able to get out the backside.
That's what happens when your Madden overall is better than the next player's
that's
overall.
That's what happens when you tap the circle.
When you come in the game, screen package is huge for you.
Timing is everything on screens. Timing is everything. So I can't leave until my own linemen leave. Otherwise, I'll be out there naked. The guy who has me man, there's no one to block him. If I wait for it and come out with my O-lineman set, and then the O-lineman's pulling out, and then I'm coming behind him, now the guy who has me man has to make a decision. Do I shoot or do I stay back and play? If he stays back, now I can set him up with my O-lineman. I can start to run outside,
As soon as he comes outside, I cut right off the old lineman's butt. And get some, hopefully some yardage.
Ooh, we just got bet savvy on my best move, running back Shane Vereen. Make sure you guys check him out in the end zone near you.
Now, Brandon, one of the things that really stuck out to me about him is the way that he's not afraid to embrace that contact, something a lot of running backs don't do.
No, they don't. And that's why he's so vet savvy. I mean, he said he has to get 6 yards. The guy's playing him, putting hands on,
right.
And he said to get to the 6-yard marker and throw the chicken wing.
Little chicken wing. It's a good move. It's a bad move. Now, another guy we're going to get to know a little bit better is Olivier Vernon. We got 60 seconds. Let's check it out.
This is 60 seconds with me, OV. Where did I grow up? Miami Gardens, Florida. One thing I can't live without is my phone. Favorite video game as a kid and still now, spades. Favorite food, chicken parmesan and pizza. Celebrity crust would have to be Margot Robbie. What actor would I have play me in a movie? Will Smith. Strangest talent I have is I can wiggle my ear. Slightly. I ran for president, which player would I choose for my running mate? That would be JVP. And why? I mean, why not? 1-2 combo right there. We'll get the job done. The last song I sang in the shower had to be Roar by Katy Perry. Thanks for doing 60 seconds with me, OV.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, the Giants needed a quarterback as the 90s started to end. And in free agency, they went and they brought Kerry Collins in. And Kerry Collins had one of the most prolific games in Giants history. Who will ever forget the 41-0 NFC Championship game win against the Minnesota Vikings? Our Giants Access Blue cameras went down to Tennessee to talk with Kerry. And where are they now?
Now that his playing days are over, Collins spends time raising cattle on his ranches in North Carolina and Tennessee.
So this is the Blue Q Ranch edition of Tennessee. Blue Q Ranch basically is headquartered in North Carolina. I have almost 1,600 acres of land. A lot of that is devoted to cattle. We have about 300 head of mama cows. That's really the main farm. And, you know, we decided to stay here in Tennessee, so I go back and forth quite a bit. And got about 65 acres here. The only livestock we have are these wonderful chickens that my daughter has started her own egg business. Originally, she was going to do most of the caretaking of the chickens, but as it usually ends up, me and my wife do most of it. So Blue Q, I've worn blue everywhere I've played with the Giants. At the time, the Giants, Penn State, Carolina, and of course, being a quarterback, Q, just, you know, I felt like it had a nice ring to it. And I enjoy the land. I'd much rather be out working, doing something with the tractor, hay production, whatever. And it's just something that, you know, I've always, you know, kind of loved. I mean, I didn't grow up on a farm, but there were a lot of farms around in our area where I grew up, and always appreciated them and farmers and the work that they did. And, you know, I enjoy doing the work.
Yeah, that'll hold.
And really what I do here is basically devoted to hay production that I sell, you know, to just local people here for their horses, their cattle. It gives me an opportunity to scratch my farming itch that I've grown to love. It's a really special place. We've been in here a little bit over a year and we love it. I mean, as you can see, you know, we got space, you know, we're able to have things like the chickens, and I get to do the stuff I enjoy doing. And you know, we're 15 minutes from civilization. So, you know, my wife loves it. My daughter loves it. You know, it's a place that, you know, has begun to feel like home very quickly.
Collins has found another passion in his post-football days, writing country music.
I've always loved music. I was more of a pop rock guy growing up, you know. You know, start listening to some country music, you know, guys like Alan Jackson and George Strait, you know, and even going back further than that, guys like Ronnie Millsap that we grew up with, you know. I mean, there's so many of those guys were just phenomenal storytellers, you know. And, you know, I'd always kind of written things down. I always felt like, you know, I was a decent writer in general. And, you know, being here in Nashville, there's so many songwriters that I met somebody I said, hey, you know, let's write a song. You know, just kind of took a chance, and I loved it. I mean, just the whole creative process and, you know, turning an idea into, you know, a song. I could be driving down the interstate and a saying or something will come into my head, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good for, you know, pretty good title or pretty good lyric somewhere. And it was something that was completely different from football, anything else in my life. You know, it came from a different part of my world and my brain, and so I really gravitated towards it, and just something that I really developed a passion for, and I got the opportunity to write with a lot of great writers. Ed Hill was the first big name writer that I wrote with, and I was at a charity event with him, and I just went up to him. I said, Ed, you want to write a song? He's like, oh man, I'd love to. You know what I mean? I just totally kind of took a chance, and you know, we ended up writing two, three, four songs together, and just kind of started the process. And I had some help here in Nashville with guys, you know, setting up different co-writes, setting up different writing sessions with other writers. And you know, I didn't have a major success. I didn't have a, you know, number one hit or, you know, big single or anything like that. But just the process, being able to be around those kind of people and how amazingly talented they are and how creative they are, you know, something that I really enjoyed, and thankfully I was around.
Gary Collins will always have that game, that place, that time as the Giants advanced to Super Bowl 35. When we come back on the program, we'll check the social media buzz and much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. What's going on the social media buzz? Let's find out from the captain and the captain.
Hey guys, the Giants signed wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Check out this photo of him signing the contract. But he's not the only one with a big smile on his face. Odell posted this throwback picture welcoming Brandon to the Giants. And former Jets teammate Damon Harrison was on Good Morning Football talking about him coming to Big Blue.
Brandon is a great leader. He's a great locker room guy, you know, and even, you know, a better man. So I think he'll fit in perfectly.
The Giants just held their annual Snowball event at MetLife Stadium. Zach Diassi, Jay Bromley, and a bunch of their teammates attended the flag football tournament, which benefits the New Jersey Special Olympics. Now, Sterling Shepard is traveling the world, and he has quite the itinerary. Shepard saw the Great Pyramids of Egypt, and here he is visiting children in Tanzania. That's it for this week's Social Buzz.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Obviously, the free agency period opened up on Thursday, and there are moves to be made around the National Football League. And despite the fact that you could be all fired up about moves that your team made, the bottom line is the draft is still the most important lifeline for every NFL team. Yes, we saw last year what the free agent influx for the New York Giants meant with Damon Snacks Harrison, Janoris Jenkins, and Olivier Vernon in the fold. But the focus also has to be on the draft, and that's where the Giants have had a lot of success over their 92-year history, is building through the draft and bringing in quality players that fit what the Giants want to do and help build a championship-level team. So this is that fun time of year where the pro side and the college side are all working in conjunction to try to put together a roster for the 2017 season, and the Giants getting back into the playoffs for the second year in a row. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.